RTL Original Podcast.
Hello, I'm Stephen Stepslow, and welcoming you to yet another edition of Song 2. Now, Wednesday's album, Rats or God, is beginning to crop up on a number of end-of-year best-of lists. It is a fantastic record, full of feeling and texture, and deserves such a positive response. I had the pleasure of catching up with Carly earlier this year, before the record was released, and before the band performed a brilliant show at the Rotunde. Carly had this to say about the legitimacy of a Song 2 rule. Check it out. Cheers.
Got 'em right between the shoulders, and the bull loses blood. I'm such a nut. Okay. Hi, this is Carly from Wednesday, and you're listening to Today Radio.
The last bit then, I can let you get on with the rest of your day and look after your cat and Spider-Man, is that I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or at least most important. We're asking musicians to tell us if they agree or disagree and why, and ergo then, how important track listing is. So, Carly of Wednesday, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
That is such a deep question. It's so much deeper than you think it's going to be when you try to answer it, because my answer kind of is different than how our latest album is, because I actually think, okay, I think the way our album works is set up is comes in hot with Hot Rotten. Bold Believer is like a huge emotional moment, kind of the like overall tone setter. Got Shocked is kind of coming down off of that. And then Formula One is like one of my secret favorites, and it's a slow song. And then it goes on. On this album, Bold Believer is definitely like a very important song. That's probably, this is such a crazy question. But normally I would argue that the third song is like the most important on most other albums and in general. But that isn't the case on Rats or God. I think Bold Believer is like an obvious, like probably the linchpin song.
But are there any ones that come to your mind that you think are good examples of a song too?
Oh Lord. Well, I listen to so much like noisy music where I just like when you think of like I'm thinking of like Unwound or Swirlies, and it's less, those albums are more about like exploring sonically different things. So I feel like a sonically motivated track listing versus a lyrically motivated track listing is so, this is such a hard question. Curse you for asking me. I'm going to be thinking about this all day.
But you've cursed me very politely.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh gosh. I'm trying to think of,
we can leave it there. I don't need to put you into a corner. It's fine.
Cool.
The track listing stuff was great as well, and the explanation behind the way that you put the album together is wonderful. Thank you very much for your time. I really wish the best of luck to you and the band for the rest of this year. I'm sure you're going to smash it.
Thank you very much. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. You take care. Be good.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.